The views and opinions expressed on this show are purely the views and opinions of the person who made them, and do not necessarily reflect or agree with those of the show's commercial sponsors, its radio station affiliates, or internet broadcast platforms. As the restriction on our God-given right to free speech manifests itself throughout the world, we are inspired by Jesus Christ's immortal words, "And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." And we reserve the rights to all our words. Thank you, and now enjoy the show.
Soviets, simply find out if you are not allowed to criticize. You are listening to HCH. I'm Andy, your host. But before we start today's show, I would like to thank Brian and Chris for their recent donations. If you are able to help keep the show on the air, please go to achshow.com and click the little banner at the top. That being said, I'm delighted to be joined today by a gentleman who's become a very good friend of mine, someone I regard as having one of the greatest radio voices out there, and he also has some excellent knowledge to talk about the back that up. So that being said, let's bring him up right now. It's Steve Elkins of Republic Broadcasting Network. Steve, are you with us?
I am. Glad to be here. That month travels pretty fast, doesn't it? It just, boom, there's a month, it's gone. I'm back on Andrew's show again. A fast month.
It's great to have you back, Steve. And what Steve's got for us today, now for those of you who listen to the shows that Steve does for us, he puts a lot of effort into this and a lot of thought. And today's going to be somewhat prophetic. It's called A Summer Like No Other, Chaos and Violence. So where would you like to start us off with this topic today, Steve?
Well, I'm going to say this is like my Nostradamus moment here, my theory of what's going to happen this summer. And everything's kind of lining up to validate what I think is going to happen. And there will be an increased chaos and violence this summer, and that's all by design, Andrew, all by design. These will be diversions from the Biden's never-ending exposure of his illegal financial gains, through 20-plus LLCs, by the way, to all members of his family. And if listeners don't understand that, this is money laundering. A corrupt FBI attacking their own agents right now for being whistleblowers. Of course, they've been blocking and protecting the Biden family for a long time now. And the FBI agents, have taken an oath. I remember reading their oath on air a couple of days ago. And their oath is to the Constitution, not the agency. So I have to commend those agents, their heroes, for telling the truth. And the sad part about it is they're being attacked and their livelihoods are being ruined. All for telling the truth. Isn't it amazing? You know, we have whistleblower laws in place, Andrew, to expose corruption and crime. And when it's done, and if it exposes the government of a wrongdoing, well, it depends how severe and how significant it is, the crime the government has committed. And if it's significant enough and it brings down the reputation of the agency or even worse, then they attack the whistleblower. Not that they actually got caught or exposed for the wrongdoing that they did. They attack the whistleblower, the messenger themselves. And I think it's sad what we're seeing right now on TV, the hearings that they had, the FBI agents. And then we have the debt ceiling, which will be reached by June 1st. And the deadline, actual second deadline, will be on June 15th. And Biden wanting to use the 14th Amendment to increase the debt ceiling without the approval of Congress debating the issue. And that would kind of make him a king, I guess, if he can do that on his own without going to Congress. You know, Andrew, the United States is broke. Let's face it. The United States is really broke. I hate when I hear people say that we are the richest nation in the world. I hear this all the time. We're the richest nation in the world. We can buy anything we want. That's a lie. The United States is the biggest debtor nation in the world. We live on promissory notes and credit, flat out. We don't have money. We shuffle from one area to another, and then we come back. And when we come up short, we print it out of thin air. Or we send out the new 87,000 new armed IRS agents to find that funding. We're going to see. The seeds are being planted right now for major riots in U.S. cities, false flags. Antifa, BLM will probably be involved. The United States may make up an imaginary boogeyman to add into the mix here. They're boxed in. The United States is boxed in, Andrew, on this debt ceiling. They have to raise the debt ceiling. Whether it's a Democrat or a Republican, it does not show fiscal responsibility. I've always thought, why is it legal? They should make it illegal. They should learn how to budget. You and I are taught to budget our money. I look at my checkbook, and I'm not in the red. I'm not in trouble here. I'm not writing bogus checks that are bouncing all over the place. I watch my money. The United States government doesn't have that philosophy of watching their money because they know there's always a source of money they can get if they need it, whether they steal it from the American people or the corporations maybe, or very little there, or from just printing up the money out of thin air. We're in trouble here. These people, the government's boxed in that they have to raise it, Andrew. They have to raise it because all the hands that are the mouths are being fed by the money, those who don't have jobs, and this money that they've been feeding people here and keeping them dependent for such a long period of time is going to be pulled back if they don't raise the debt ceiling. And you're going to see people that are not going to handle that really well. They're going to revolt. And what better way to use economic extortion to get what you want? We saw it a couple summers ago. You know, they wanted this, they wanted that, and they didn't get what they wanted. They burned the cities down. I expect that to happen again this summer. And looting and everything else, it's going to get really ugly. So the United States government is going to raise it, but I still think some major things are going to happen in cities, and we're still going to see a kind of a summer of fire, burn baby burn type situation here. It's going to get ugly, and of course, law enforcement has been defunded in many many areas, so it's going to be necessary for the American citizen to. He's going to have to rely on his Second Amendment rights, Andrew. He's going to have to be able to defend himself, his food, his property, his family. That's where it also gets ugly, in that there will be blood spilled. And I don't know else to say that, but I don't know how we could even stop that. It seems to be all kind of by design. I also do see a major cyber attack coming, and to give you some proof of that, senators were issued a satellite phone this week. A satellite phone. That should make you scratch your head a little bit. They are being prepared for a cell service to be cut off, that some event's going to happen, and they'll still have to have service to communicate with each other. So that's the only thing I can make out of that. If senators are being issued satellite cell phones, something else is going down. The service is going down. And who knows? Maybe it'll be a catastrophic event. It'll certainly be another diversion away from Biden and, of course, the destruction of the Biden administration. You got to admit it, Andrew, if you keep an eye on our politics and our economics and Wall Street and everything else that's going on, there's a lot of lying going on to keep it all propped up that we're really not in that bad of shape. We're okay. We're still afloat. That's really not true. That's been manipulated. Almost everything coming out of government's mouth has been manipulated or a flat-out lie, which includes the national debt, everything, unemployment numbers. Pretty much every number coming out of the mouth of government, Andrew, is a lie. Everything is a lie. And Tucker did a pretty good job. He wasn't great. He didn't do everything perfect. He knew where to stop on a story. But for the mainstream media, he did a pretty good job. And now he's out. So now we're trying to scramble and try to figure out where do I get my news? Is it valid? And, of course, there's an attack on the independent media now. If you know that, Obama's running around country now doing his little TV spots, and he's encouraging Joe Biden to eradicate the independent media. Why are they so afraid of the independent media, Andrew? Why are they so afraid of us?
I think that that is the Well, it's still an interesting question. It goes to show that we have a lot more power within our 4%. And of course, we're a subset of that, because many of the so-called independent media that get the coverage, if you go onto something like, and I gripe about this website all the time, beforeitsnews.com, you never see anyone on there from RBN. You never see the sort of Jeff Rentz's. People have been around for years doing this stuff. But suddenly someone pops up that no one never heard of a year or two ago. And they've got all this big production behind them, and they're being promoted on all these different platforms. And clearly the likes of RBN have been having a serious effect over the years, because the people who listen to those type of networks are people that have woken up and have worked out what's going on. They've had to find their way to the platform, because you know, even if RBN was going to advertise in the mainstream media, which you know, A, they, you know, they wouldn't allow it, and B, it would be probably cost prohibitive. People have to make their own way. It's like I discovered RBN years ago, in the shortly after it was launched by John. And it, I think it's testament not just to the people, the honest people in the independent media today, but also to the people that are no longer with us, like the John Stackmillers, the Rick Adams, and so many others that, you know, I keep in my thoughts now. They're too numerous to name. There are some people that are still with us, but they did a little stint on a platform like RBN, and then chose to either stop or do something else or what have you. But we have to take encouragement for the fact that our efforts have clearly, well, most of us aren't getting paid. I mean, RBN is completely, most of their hosts just do this for free. They have another job and things like that.
Sure.
And even with that, when you look at the sort of money that one presenter, a top presenter like a CNN, like an Anderson Cooper, something like that, you see what they get paid each year, and you could probably run all of Rentz Radio and all of RBN and still have loads and loads, probably millions to spare. But we have had an effect on them. And so we have to keep getting the message out there and look out for the banana skins that they put in our way. So, for example, here in the UK, they're really trying to ramp up this hate speech angle. And we just have to be careful how we phrase things. And also, the other thing we have to be careful of is, with everything going on, it's very easy to lose our temper, because it's absolutely shocking. I mean, we've got an illegitimate government in America. And if you talk about it, you know, they'll come up. I mean, look at like January 6th and stuff like that. These people shouldn't be in there at all. And so, of course, people get very upset about it. But they want you to, certainly in the UK, they want to wind you up and wind you up so that then you react. And then they're like, oh, look, he said that. So it's a more and more difficult job. But what are your thoughts, Steve?
Yeah, I agree. I think they're trying to set us up for taking us down, having a reason to take us down. But I think it's been a plan for a long time. You got to look at this country here. We're divided on many issues. And why are we divided on these issues? Because we know truth, and we know lies, and we can discern between both. And the government is lying all the time. We catch them. And they're never held accountable for the lies. And so, you know, to keep a people dumbed down, there must be one voice and one news service only, because that's the way it works. That's the way communism works, Andrew. One voice only. Nobody else can debate the issues. You get one viewpoint only, and you're supposed to absorb that in, take it in, spread that as a truth. That is what they worry about, is because we do have a population of people who actually think for themselves and can recognize lies and truth. And that's very disturbing to these people who want to control every aspect of your media to feed you the lies and to keep you going along with their agendas. And well, that's certainly not my network itself. We're very outspoken here about what we talk about. And I'm accountable for what I say. I may have got some things wrong in the past, and I've come back and eaten a little crow, because I got to hold some bad intel, but I'm truthful about it. And I say I got bad intel, but that doesn't happen very often. I'm pretty good at what I do, and finding the information that I need to bring out to the listening audience. But yeah, it's a threat. It's a threat to have somebody else out there to look over a government narrative and say, nope, people, you're being told a lie here, and here's where the lies are. And you point that out. Boy, that's got to be really irritating for people like Obama and Biden to sell something that we can go back, you and I can go back, and we can find the lies and expose it. That's got to be really irritating. So if they can't debate the issues and they can't sell the lie, so what do? You go after the messenger themselves and try to find a way to take him down, set them up, or flat out just cut their service. But it's quite obvious. I mean, that's the threat we pose, is that we bring truth.
It is. Sorry, I was just getting to my button there. And it's, as I say, I think that the one thing that we've got on our side that they don't is we've got the truth. And sometimes you get bad intel, and then we will go back and say, look, you know, we broadcast it. This is where we got it from. Now we're, so we're just letting you know. And we have the humility to do that, whereas the mainstream don't. The mainstream constantly, you know, push this lie. And I think for the American audience, I listen to some of the callers on RBN, and they're very passionate, and some of them are excellent. And then, of course, you'll get some callers that might try and try to incite, or seem like they're trying to. I know RBN, you know, doesn't tolerate that, which is good, because I worry sometimes that the enemy will do anything. And so this is how careful I am. I don't post on any of my social media, because if you get comments, then they could start to attribute those to you. And so I actually saw this. There was a guy in the UK, I won't say who it is, but I saw an article on him, and he put a post up, and some people have responded, some of them in sort of, you know, we need to do this, and, you know, talking about silly things with violence and stuff. And he was making it into the media. They're saying, well, it's his page, he put the post up, so he should be responsible for that comment. And you can see where they're going with this. And how do we know that the person who made that comment was actually somebody who was against the system, when they do so many of these things themselves to then try and blame us? So one of the government agents could go in, as they do, they call it Fed posting, and they can go in and say, yeah, let's do this, let's do that, in order to get the person that they don't like into trouble because someone's made a comment on their post. So with America, of course, you've got that First Amendment right to free speech, but they're chipping away at it any way that they can. And that is where you've got to be extremely careful, because we're at a crunch time now that it could go, that they wouldn't be doing what they're doing if they weren't scared. I mean, Obama could have been asking to shut down the independent media years ago. Why is it suddenly now? They know how how unpopular they are. And all I say is that just to try and go forward and stay with the message, but always be aware. If I get an email or something like that, and I might be wrong on this, and I see someone's trying to, they might be genuine, but I'm so cautious now when I get something like that. I'm like, this person, it could well be an agent, and I won't respond. So that's the way that I see things. I'm ultra cautious, and I think that's the way to proceed for now, and see where we are later in the year or next year, because I think that this could actually all collapse what they're doing. But we've got to be the foundations for the future and not let them use us to benefit themselves, if that makes any sense.
It does. Very well put. Very good commentary on that. We are a threat. Evidently, you're right. They're at the last stages here. They're scrambling to find some way to silence us, because they know that they're exposed, and the lies they've exposed, and keep going on with more and more lies. They're in panic mode. They're in panic mode on many different things. You got to admit, this administration is really in trouble. Which is why they're going to need diversions, and that's why we're also going to see a summer of violence and chaos, because they need those diversions away from Joe Biden. They're going to look for something significant to stop the election, and I want to bring to attention that 30 tons of ammonium nitrate on a train car that was going from Cheyenne, Wyoming to, I think, Fremont, California, just suddenly disappeared. 30 tons of ammonium nitrate. Well, if you don't know what that is, those are the ingredients to use that are made for a fertilizer bomb. And it ended up missing. And nobody's talked about it. There's no accountability. Where did it go? Who's got it? What happened? Where is it? Maybe is it here? Is it there? Nobody knows. It's just disappeared. And it only took 2 tons of ammonium nitrate in Oklahoma City to bring down the Murrah Building, pretty much destroy it. And Timothy McVeigh, of course, the patsy held for that one there, because I do believe that was another false flag carried out, and a patsy. But something's going to happen. 30 tons of ammonia nitrate have gone missing. Now, if this thing takes off, and I think we had a discussion on this last night, or it was actually Monday night for the National Intel Report. Somebody brought up the idea, and I said exploding buildings or this and that. And somebody brought up an idea, which actually would be one of those twofold type disasters. It would benefit in two different ways the people that carry it out, and blowing up dams, and of course flooding the agriculture land in order you couldn't use it any longer. It would be destroyed, and of course also would also lead to a close monitoring and maybe even taking off the market ammonium nitrate for the farmer who needs the fertilizer to fertilize his fields. It might be just take that off the market completely. So then that leads to more food crisis, more food scarcity, supply chain problems. And we're all seeing our protein being taken away one by one, pretty much all for some disaster, some disease, avian bird flu or this or that, or some contamination or something. There's always a reason why a food source is being taken out of our lineup. And has anybody scratched their head and said, wow, what a coincidence that is? Now they're going after that. Now they're going, do we have a serious problem in our food cultivation here? We have so much contamination now. We never had contamination before issues. We had here and there a little bit of E. coli or something. But now it seems like everything is going wrong. Our food has been taken away. We have very little left. You know, this is not rocket science to figure out. These things are being planned this way in order to control the people. So I don't know. There's 30 tons of ammonium nitrate gone, and nobody seems to want to talk about it. You know, we're poor. We're printing money, the debt ceiling. We're caught up in another kind of semi-Vietnam situation, at least in the funding part of it. We're not quite fully vested yet. We do have boots on the ground in Ukraine, and a ballpark cost estimate, I don't know, where are we at, about $150 billion now that we've spent. Can you imagine what $150 billion, how that spread out across the country, what that might do to improve the United States, what it might do? But then again, it would probably just be stolen anyway by corrupt government or agencies or corporations. You know, this is, we're seeing right now fascist corporations who are profiting at a time of crisis here. And what we used to call these people back in the day of the Civil War were carpetbaggers. And let me give you a little example here. There are other countries now that are finally saying, this is America's war, Andrew. I don't want any part of it. I don't want any part of this. They see how this is going to blow up. And they're pulling out. They're reneging on contracts. There's the Netherlands are reneging now on the delivery of 28 fourth generation F-16 fighters to the U.S. An individual buyer. Who's that individual buyer? Nobody wants to talk about who is the individual buyer, not the government buyer, but an individual buyer who wants to buy these jets. Of course, they know where those jets are going to end up. They're going to end up in Ukraine. So we're talking about a second party here that's going to be profiting from these U.S. fighters if they got these fighters, if they got them. And the Netherlands basically said, we don't want any part of this. They're trying to find a way out. I think a lot of countries are going to start doing that, to find their way out. They realize this is a bad situation to be involved in. We don't want our hands on this one here. We don't want to be facilitators. We don't want to be accessories to the crime, what's going on here. The United States, you're going to go this alone, and that's not going to happen. It's not going to happen. So I think these diversions right now are needed to throw off the whole Ukraine thing here, the cost of that, how we're getting into this. And again, looking more like a Vietnam situation here. You know, just the other day, Andrew, at the G7 summit in Hiroshima, Japan, for some reason, Zelensky, Ukraine, shows up. He's not part of the G7 at all. Ukraine is not. And he shows up, and next thing we hear in the media is that $375 million has been found, and it's going to be handed over to Ukraine. And then suddenly $3 billion more has been found to hand over to Ukraine. It makes me wonder, with all of Biden's financial gains, they're now being scrutinized and acknowledged that through at least 20-plus LLCs, that all these family members are getting all this money under the table. And, of course, he has no products to sell. He doesn't have a corporation like Donald Trump to build or make anything. So he's getting all this money under the table, and people are starting to say, wait a minute here. I wonder if Joe Biden's being blackmailed right now, kind of the Jeffrey Epstein thing. On, we know where the money came from. We know it went to you. We know the different channels it went to. It's money laundering. And I wonder if that's now being waved over his head as blackmail to keep him supplying and giving money and military aid to Ukraine. I wonder if that's what's happening right now, because this is not letting up. It continued to give more money and more money and more money. This is a money pit, and it's going down the hole, and it's not making a difference. Ukraine's going to lose this war. They're going to lose. And the mainstream media has been lying to us from day one. It's great. They're taking, you know, they're defending this city. They're doing great. The Russians are dying. The Russian soldiers are giving up. They're cowards, and they're running away from the fight. So far from the truth. I guess a question I have with you, Andrew, would be, when this all comes to a head and it's over, and Russia does win and take over the territory, taking back Crimea and everything else, the Donbass, how's the mainstream media going to explain that after they were telling you that Ukraine was winning the entire time? They're winning. If they're winning, then why do they need so much money? Why do they need more supplies? It's being funneled off. It's being stolen. That's all it is. And there's no accountability on any of this money here, which should irritate every American taxpayer, that all this money is going to a country that's not being accounted for. It's being stolen. Flat out, it's being stolen. And in the end, all we're going to have is a huge more sum to add to the national debt for our children and our grandchildren to pay. And with nothing to show for success, this is going really bad. And it's something else interesting, Andrew, I don't know if I brought this to the attention, is that China is now calling up debt, which is interesting. China is calling up debt from a lot of these countries. They have a lot of money vested out there in different countries to help them out. And there's an article on Fortune.com. The article is called China Belt Road Loans, Pakistan, Sri Lanka, Africa Collapse. And they're calling up these debts now. They want this money back. And many countries in Africa are saying, we don't have it. We have money for 2 months to keep our economies going here, our government going. Some of them say we have 8 months left. That's it. And they're flat busted then. So they're calling up their debt. And a lot of these nations are saying, well, we'll have to cut here to pay the debt that we owe China. So these agencies, these government entities here where we pay money out for here and here are going to have to go away. Schools and different things will have to go away because we have to pay China back. I guess the question I have is, or maybe posed to you, Andrew, is why is China calling up these debts now? Are they building up their war chest? And the other thing I can only think of is that China knows these countries are going to default on their loans, not able to pay them back. And so this is a good opportunity to do a little trade. They did this in the United States. The United States has done this. They don't have the money to pay back China. So what do they do? Well, how about some land? We'll give you some land. How about some land? So China's acquiring a lot of U.S. land, farmland, or buying it up, or as in trade for U.S. debt, we'll give you some land. I wonder how much land is going to be given up, how much of industry is going to be given up in some of these countries in order to settle a debt to China. Again, this could be that. It could be also setting up a war chest. I see an economic war to come first, Andrew. I think we all agree that something is coming. An economic war will be the first coming. China will be halting probably a lot of imports to the United States, and that's going to break our back flat out. The U.S. really doesn't have much of a manufacturing. We rely on China for a lot of things, you know, chips, this and that. We got so much that we don't make that we used to make back in the 60s and 70s we don't make now. We farmed that out for corporate greed to later on make huge profits. And so they found a cheap workforce and they avoided unions, no more unions to deal with. They have no more EPA air standards to worry about. So I saw this coming a long time ago when we sold out. The politicians were never held accountable for the sellout. The politicians should be held accountable for what they did. They never are. But they sold out America back in the 70s by allowing the loopholes for the corporations to farm out to third world countries for cheap labor and to make cheap goods and send it back. But I don't know. This is going to get really interesting here. You know, the country that's backed into the corner, Andrew, well, that would be the United States, has two choices to make. Either comply, either get to the bargaining table and sit down with China and find some common ground to get back in good graces to do the trade, to get the things that you need, or you're backed into the corner and you launch real bombs, real bullets, and you fight that kind of war. And that's actually not going to work for them well either, because all that's going to happen is you're going to bring other countries together, unite them. And I think that coalition has already been formed between China, Russia, and North Korea. And I wouldn't be surprised if Iran would say, hey, can we get in on that too? They've been bullied on for a long, long time. They'd love to get a piece of America. And so that's kind of the situation I see there with that. It is interesting that China is calling up those debts right now.
Sorry, I'm just trying to unmute myself. The mouse is jumping all over the place. The other thing, of course, with any sort of financial collapse in the Western world is, of course, their desire to shift us to these digital currencies.
Sure,
which,
sure. Yep.
You know, as someone who's been, one of the people that was dealt with by PayPal, apparently having a PayPal button on my site is a reputational risk to them, though they were never able to explain how, after I took it down and I was buying things online and I was having a checkout as a guest on PayPal, and they kept saying, set up an account. So I set up another account, which was just to buy things. I never took 1 cent in a donation through my personal email address. And 6 weeks later, you're not allowed to use PayPal. We've terminated your account. So it's nothing to do with reputational risk, all this nonsense. There are certain people that they want to restrict, whose abilities they want to restrict with regard to conducting their business. And of course, if you're on that list, as I clearly am, it's going to be a hell of a lot worse if everything is digitized. And then it doesn't matter what you've got in the bank. They will decide if you can have access to it or you can't, Steve.
Yeah, the digital push to a digital currency is also being planned. And so the destruction of America's economy is going to play into the hands of those who want to push that agenda to the digital currency. It's such an evil thing that they have. It's not something simple that you can go to the store and forget about. I don't have any cash, but I have my wallet and I have this piece of plastic here and I can swipe the card and I can buy all the things I need. On plastic, and nobody's going to rob me for my cash because I don't have any cash. We don't have a cash. We're digital currency now. So if they'll look at it, they always try to sell something as a convenience to the American people, and they sell everything as a convenience to the American people. But then it's also has the double edge of the sword is that it can be used against you in this way and this way and this way. And of course the digital currency can be used against you in many, many ways. You don't comply. You don't obey. Then they cut your money off. They freeze your accounts. You didn't take your shots. We're going to cut your money off. You know, it's a way of controlling people. And as it gets worse and worse out there and more exposure of government corruption and tyranny, they'll have that leverage to force you to comply and obey by using the digital currency to cut your funding off. You can't pay your heating bill. You can't pay electric bill. You don't have money to go to the store to buy food now. It's a very evil thing. And my father, it's interesting. My father saw this long ago, how dirty and corrupt our government was. And he said, the only way out of this is through a bloody revolution. That's the only way out. That's how you deal with communists. Turns out to be a bloody revolution. And I really hate to say that and see that, but I think my father's absolutely correct. A bloody revolution will stop this. And I don't see another way out of it. And I don't know if America has the stomach for it. I don't know. I played a clip the other day on the Monday show, the National Intel Report. It's an interesting clip. I think it's still on RBN. It's republicbroadcasting.org. It's on one of the banner article sections. And the title of the clip is called "Why Have Young Men Given Up?" If you can't find it on RBN, just title it in YouTube as "Why Young Men Have Given Up." It's about 10 minutes and 45 seconds long. You're going to want to watch this because the presenter of this information is spot on, Andrew. I don't know if you watched it. Is spot on. The American male has given up and they are not energetic to succeed and leave the house. They're staying at mom and dad's house. And if you have a basement, they live in the basement. And as long as they get what they need, you know, from mom and dad, food and everything else, accommodations. And here's some little bit of spending money if you go on a date. As if a woman really wants to get involved with a young man that doesn't have a future. It appears that young men have given up because they don't realize they don't have a future, which is interesting because the Pentagon has realized that those soldiers that are leaving the military are not being replaced with suitable recruits coming in. And that the Pentagon has decided to recruit LGBTQ. Very interesting. Can you imagine that? An LGBTQ pink force fighting for the United States government here. But they've actually put their eggs all in one basket and decided we're going to target this area here. And it seems to go along with everything else we're seeing right now, Andrew. The woke movement. Everything is going woke. I mean, we can talk about that a little bit because that is really interesting how everything is going woke still. Even though we see disasters in economics for a corporation, they're still wanting to go along. Well, let's do that too. I think I pointed to that as a joke, is saying, you know, this guy just destroyed his label, his trademark. They've lost billions of dollars. And some other corporation looks at that and says, hey, let's do that. It's the most amazing thing. Let's follow that bad policy and let's see if we can do that. Let's see if we can succeed where they failed. And all you do is drive away your customer base and you go poor. And many of these corporations are either being subsidized by U.S. government to push this agenda, this woke agenda. That's the only I can come up with, Andrew. That's the only thing that makes sense of why these corporations would follow a bad business model. And that would only be if somebody under the table was saying, well, do it for us and we'll pay you even more than you would have made. So there'll be no loss for you. So, but we need this agenda kind of pushed. And I think they're spot on. I mean, something's going on here very fishy, that corporations one after the other are still following a very bad business model. So the Pentagon's thinking now, let's target the LGBTQ. Let's hire a non-binary transgender ambassador to recruit for us. This is the most amazing thing I think I've ever seen. I come from a military family, Andrew. My father is military captain. My grandfather was a brigadier general in the Pentagon, 1947. My brother was in the military officer. I was enlisted. I should have gone to college first and then gone in, but I didn't. My uncle, a Fulbright colonel. We have lots of military in our family. And to see what the Pentagon is doing now, oh, my grandfather would be shocked. He said, he would say, why I spent my entire life fighting for this country. I was a career military guy. And look what you've done to the Pentagon. Look what you've done to the military. You've made it woke. You've feminized it. We are not a force to be dealt with. We are not a strong fighting military force any longer. We're the laughing stock of the world now. And it is quite embarrassing that we are not a threat in uniform anymore. And this whole woke thing has taken off. Just the other day, another commercial, Ford on their trucks, Ford Tough. I always talk about their trucks, Ford Tough. You want to buy a Ford truck. They have a truck in that commercial that is rainbow colored, and they're trying to reach out to a new crowd of people. And they haven't learned from Anheuser-Busch. Nobody seems to be learning from the disaster of Anheuser-Busch when they had this Dylan Mulvaney as their ambassador. Nobody seemed to learn the disaster of Anheuser-Busch ruining their trademark. And they all want to try to think they can do it and pull off this scam here of endorsing the transgender movement. It's failing. It's Hershey's Chocolate put out another commercial. They're trying to repair their image by giving away candy bars. How embarrassing is that? As if we're all going to forget. You've just alienated us. You've just insulted us. And we're going to buy your candy bars. Or candy bars will fix the problem. Coughing moment there. Sorry. Nike, Maybelline makeup for transgender men. Target is the newest one that has a Target on them. It's interesting. And their female, actually, I guess it's a transgender section now for swimming suits, bikinis, with a little pouch so the male, transgender male, can, who hasn't had it removed yet, probably never will, can tuck his little package into the package, and it will not show through the swimsuit. The most amazing thing here that they have actually, somebody actually sat back and designed this and then found somebody on the board of Target to say, we want you to market this. We want you to have a whole section of swimsuits where transgenders can hide their package. Well, I don't know about you. And then the Sports Illustrated magazine. Again, one disaster being followed after another by corporations, and they continue to follow this pathway. I'm going to try it now. They failed at it, but I'm going to try it. I can't put my finger on it, Andrew. It can only come from some kind of money under the table subsidies from government to push the agenda that now you try it. And they'll saturate the market with all this woke. And then finally, people will be so desensitized. They'll be so sick of it. They say, I don't care anymore. Fine. Have it your way. They'll not care anymore. So I don't know the approach of how they keep continuing on with these programs that are not working. So I said, we do have the power of boycott. We do hold that, the power of the purse, the coin, the wallet. And I say, just buy, boycott these. Boycott these companies. Boycott them. Bring them to their knees. Punish them. Make them go bankrupt. Make them go out of business. I'm okay with that. That's my right to decide where I decide to shop. And these people have taken politics to this level here where they forgot their mission. And their mission was to bring you products, to sell a product. And now they've decided to influence us or try to bring in some politics that that's for an agenda of a very few people. A very few minority group, Andrew, are being catered to while the rest of us are all being shoved off to the side and said, basically, take it. Accept it. This is where we're going. Even the CEO for Target came out and said, we're going in a new direction because I think it's needed. The timing is now. It's needed. Are you serious? This CEO should be fired. They're driving down the stock prices. They're ruining their label, their trademark. And this guy wants to make history by trying to beat the odds that everybody else couldn't beat, forcing this LGBTQ agenda, this woke agenda. I don't know why people aren't shareholders should be very angry right now saying, I want this guy fired. I want this guy fired. And, Target slowly slipped into this. I mean, Target years ago, I boycotted Target years ago when they came out. And so for the transgender, they were the first ones to do it, I believe, Andrew. They came out and said, well, a man who believes in his mind that he's a woman could use the woman's bathroom. And so we had these incidents happening in Target bathrooms where little girls and women were, you know, accosted by a guy who said, I'm a woman and I can use these facilities. And it turned out really bad, and they finally stopped it. I thought they'd learned their lesson, but evidently not, because they just moved on to another agenda of that agenda. And I don't know. It's strange. Like I said, but we do hold the power of the boycott, and you simply are. We need to boycott these companies, these retail organizations that are not family friendly. They do not care about your child. We need to boycott these people. And if it costs them their businesses, so be it. There are other companies out there you can buy stuff from. There's lots of other companies. Hopefully they don't make the same stupid mistake these do, but we do have other choices to purchase.
Yes. And one thing that I'd like to raise is what your dad said reminded me of that famous quote. I've got it here, and it was, those who make peaceful revolution impossible will make violent revolution inevitable. And that was by President John F. Kennedy at the address on the first anniversary of the Alliance for Progress on March the 13th of 1962. And that for me is one of the quotes that always comes to me that I keep in my mind, because I think it's such a powerful quote, and it's something that we don't want. This is what's so egregious about people being pursued for so-called hate speech, when we're actually arguing politically against what the governments are trying to force upon us. And in order to try and shut us up, they try and accuse us of somehow incitement, which is absolutely not the case. We are broadcasters, we're researchers, some of us are writers, and we're trying to get a message out to save the countries that we live in, not to cause problems within them. It's the people at the top of the countries that do things that their citizens don't want that are causing problems. And that's exactly, in my opinion, what President Kennedy was referring to there. But people don't learn from history, do they, Steve?
Yeah. No, I agree. Those are great words from JFK. Mike Rivero speaks that quote quite often. And I agree. We're at a point now where how are we going to respond? I don't know. America is very interesting. It's changed quite a bit, Andrew, from a time when I went in the military and we actually, you know, we had some standards and you had some rules to follow. And it seems like that bar is being lowered and lowered and lowered all the time to get people in. I don't think it helped the military to have their policy that you must take these shots mandatory. I think that really hurt them quite a bit, because they did their homework also and then shut down independent media on the military bases. I thought that was interesting. That was a sign, a signal to me that they don't want you to know really what's going on here with these shots, because anybody else would looking independent media would be hearing some debate and some talk about the shots causing, you know, spike protein clots, myocarditis, other problems. And they don't want you to know that. So they cut your feed on these independent media sites. I thought that was amazing that you could be on a military base and said, hey, I want to go listen to RBN today. And nope, RBN has been flagged. You are not allowed to go there. You're using the military base website, their satellite system there to use. And no, we've banned that. We flagged that. That's a bad one. You can't go to Rents. You can't go here. Truth America. You can't go to Truth Frequency. That alone should tell you something. That should tell you something. If they don't want you to do any of your own homework and research, that should tell you quite a bit. And then they come out with the mandatory. I think that hurt recruiting quite a bit. I think a lot of people said, you know what, that's it. I'm out of here. And then the threats to your military to get you to comply. When they go down that road here, I tell you what, you have less and less respect for the entity, the government and the military branches, to saying you'll take it or else we'll give you a dishonorable discharge. Try to carry that around and get a job out there in the free world. That very threat alone, after you've gone into the military, you've made an oath to defend your country against enemies, foreign and domestic, and you find out the biggest threat you have is your own government that's forcing you to take something that you don't want to take. It's experimental. The outcome's unknown over time. They don't know. And they're forcing you to, and they're going to wave this over your head if you don't take it, and we'll discharge you, dishonorable discharge, and try to find a job with that. And then I look at what's being done to the FBI, the same damn thing that happened to the FBI, the whistleblowers. It's embarrassing to force people to do these things, Andrew, and that hurts their recruiting quite a bit. I think that's why the Pentagon said, geez, we really screwed up here. Now, how can we, young people, as this video I told you about, why you have young men given up? It's a great clip. We got to find another avenue now of possible recruits to bring in so they keep lowering that bar of expectation. And here's where they are now. Let's go after the transgenders, the LGBTQ. That's our new fighting force. It is quite embarrassing. It's quite embarrassing to think the United States, who claims to be a superpower in the world, we can, we're the policemen of the world. And, but we have a pink fighting force now. And, I don't know. These are bizarre times for me.
They are indeed bizarre times. And, everything seems to be aimed at minorities, promoting mm-hmm. minorities at different levels, and not even just doing that, but actively working against the majority white population, the majority. Yeah. I was thinking about this earlier. The real word for far right, they keep saying far right, they keep mm-hmm. saying white supremacy. The real word for that is traditional. That's their private definition, is traditional yeah. people. So traditional yeah. Americans, traditional white people, traditional Britons, people that, look back on their heritage with fondness and want to keep, yeah. feel a sense of duty to those people to keep that heritage going and to keep the moral fabric of the country's history and heritage together, and not to yield to all these new ideas that have been thrust upon them in the last few decades and are approaching them at breakneck speed now and hanging on and protecting. You think of all yeah. the sacrifices. You mentioned things like the Vietnam War, all the sacrifices that these people made. Some yeah. of them didn't have a choice. They were drafted. And they died out there. They died as, not even reaching the age of 20, some of them, thinking terrible. It was for freedom. And if they saw the world today, they would be absolutely disgusted. And that's yeah. what makes me so annoyed about what's going on, because they've done so much damage over the generations. What, for this? This is their utopia? I mean, it's not what the majority of the people in any of the countries that they push it want. But they don't care about that. It's what they want. So we're pretty much out of time, Steve, but we can run over. Please give us your final thoughts and then we'll wrap this one up.
It's the conservative minds. So when you're talking about the far right, we're talking about conservative minds that won't progress to the new normal, that they want us to be the new normal. I haven't heard that in a while. This is the new normal, but I'm labeled a right wing conservative, and I'm simply standing by the same value systems, morals, values, and ethics that I did as a young man. I haven't changed one bit, Andrew. I'm still the same guy I was in my 20s. With my views, my political views, and where they're leaning to the far left here, and they call it progressive, which means ever changing, evolving into something else. They're lowering the bar. I'm trying to keep the bar steady or raise the bar. They're doing just the opposite. And so I'm the bad guy. I'm the bad guy for having conservative views and having morals, values, and ethics standards in my life. I'm the bad guy. It's always that label. If they can apply a label to you, they're hoping to shut you down. But if you want to call me a right-wing conservative, then go ahead and do so. That's an honor, because I do have values and I do have standards, and I have high standards. I'm not going to lower the bar as they request. It's not going to happen. You know, one last thing I want to talk about is there's a question of why we should be asking why people like Sean Hannity, Tucker Carlson, Laura Ingraham, and probably others, even Don Lemon on the left side, the liberal side, why are they paid so much money? Why are they paid so much money? Is it to, do they need to pay them that kind of money to bring us the news and bring us the truth? I've always thought, why is it necessary to pay Tucker Carlson $28 million? Hannity, I think it's $30 million. Ingraham, I have no idea. She's probably in the ballpark of Tucker, $20 million. Why is it necessary to pay these people so much money to go up on TV to give us the news? Right off the bat, we should all be scratching our heads saying, are we getting the news or are we getting an agenda? And some, you know, as we know, a lot of people can be bought off. They simply say, well, I need you to say this and never question it. And here's how much money I'm going to pay you. So never question it. And the money keeps coming. It's the money train. And it's really destroyed the mainstream media as credibility goes. It's destroyed credibility. I look at these people and I'm thinking, how much of that what you just told me is true? And how much is it just because of the $20 million you're paid? We should be thinking about stuff like that.
Thank you, Steve. And before we go, the website's republicbroadcasting.org. There'll be a link to that and also a link to Steve's show archives, his own section. So you don't have to wait until he's next on the air. You can go over to achshow.com and click the show post with Steve. It's show number 2163. And click on those and you can listen to his most recent shows. But when are you on the air? We're going out Friday. So when are you back on the air with your time, Steve? Because I know you take calls as well.
Yes, back on Sunday again, off the beaten path Sundays from, it's a new time slot now, from 7 to 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. And of course, I follow that with the Monday show, the National Intel Report, and that's 6 to 8 p.m. Eastern Standard Time with my good friend Ron McDonald in that second hour, our legal strategist. So yeah, that's my schedule.
And also, one Monday a month, you have a very special guest that many people will be familiar with.
Oh, yeah. Harley Schlanger. Harley Schlanger will be joining me every first Monday of the month. So I got him booked for June and July. And August is up in the air because he's going to be taking a little vacation with his family, which is probably definitely needed. And so we'll squeeze him in on a different day on that for a Monday. But definitely Harley Schlanger is going to be a big part of RBN as far as my foreign intelligence goes. Just a great guy. And happy to fill those shoes of John Stadmiller when it comes down to doing an interview or a show with Harley Schlanger. It's nice to have him back. Welcome back, Harley.
Thank you, Steve. And folks, please support RBN as well. They've done so much for me over the years. I was listening to them for a decade. I continue to listen to them. Many, of course, of their presenters are on this show, like Steve, and there are many shows on there that are always worth checking out. If you're ever looking for something to listen to, republicbroadcasting.org, and then click on the archives, or I believe it's republicbroadcastingarchives.org, and they're broadcasting 7 days a week, so you can get the most up-to-date information. And also, of course, rentsradio.com. Don't forget rentsradio.com. Let's keep these independent people going while Barack Obama is trying to get them shut down. So that being said, I want to thank Steve so much for joining us today for a show entitled A Summer Like No Other, Chaos and Violence. Steve will be back with us again next month. I'll, of course, be back with you all tomorrow. But until then, folks, thank you for listening. Have a wonderful day and bye for now.